Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Make your LLM fully utilize the context. Authored 2024 by Shengnan En, Zhexiang Ma, Zeki Lin, Nanning Zheng, Jian Guanglu. Abstract. While many contemporary large language models, LLMs, can process lengthy input, they still struggle to fully utilize information within the long context, known as the lost in the middle challenge. We hypothesize that it stems from insufficient explicit supervision during the long context training, which fails to emphasize that any position in a long context can hold crucial information. Based on this intuition, our study presents information I-intensive, I-N-2, training, a purely data-driven solution to overcome lost in the middle. Specifically, IN2 training leverages a synthesized long context question-answer dataset, where the answer requires 1. Fine-grained information awareness on a short segment, tilde operator 128 tokens, within a synthesized long context, 4K-32K tokens, and 2. The integration and reasoning of information from two or more short segments. Through applying this information-intensive training on Mistral 7B, we present FLM-7B, Phil Lin the Middle. To thoroughly assess the ability of FLM-7B for utilizing long contexts, we design three probing tasks that encompass various context styles, document, code, and structured data context, and information retrieval patterns, forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. The probing results demonstrate that FLM-7B can robustly retrieve information from different positions in its 32K context window. Beyond these probing tasks, FLM-7B significantly improves the performance on real-world long-context tasks, e.g., 23.5 right-pointing arrow 26.9 F1 score on narrative QA, while maintaining a comparable performance on short-context tasks, e.g., 59.3 right-pointing arrow 59.2 accuracy on MMLU. GitHub link, github.com/Microsoft/film. 50 quaduodecillion 100 tridecillion 150 duodecillion 200 undecillion 250 decillion 300 nonillion 350 octillion 400 septillion 450 sextillion 500 quintillion 550 quadrillion 600 trillion 650 billion 700 million 750,800 relative positions in 800 sentences 0.40.50.60.70.80.91.0. Performance, percent, document sentence retrieval, bidirection, FILM-7B, ARS, Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 GPT-4 Turbo. 50 quaduodecillion 100 tridecillion 150 duodecillion 200 undecillion 250 decillion 300 nonillion 350 octillion 400 septillion 450 sextillion 500 quintillion 550 quadrillion 600 trillion 650 billion 700 million 750,800 relative positions in 800 functions 0.00.20.40.60.81.0 code function retrieval. Backward. 50 tridecillion 100 duodecillion 150 undecillion 200 decillion 250 nonillion 300 octillion 350 septillion 400 sextillion 450 quintillion 500 quadrillion 550 trillion 600 billion 650 million 700,750 relative positions in 750 entities 0.00.20.40.60.81.0 database entity retrieval. Forward. Figure 1. Performance of FLM-7B, Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2, and GPT-4 Turbo on our three probing tasks. FLM-7B significantly overcomes the problem of information loss in the middle of the context. Long context probing tasks and the comparison with some existing probing tasks. Section 4.2 shows the experimental results on three probing tasks, 9 real-world long context tasks, and 8 short context tasks. Section 4.3 provides further insights for the long context training strategies. Section 5 discusses the related work. 2. Information intensive training. This section introduces the construction of the dataset for IN2 training and the detailed training process of our model FLM-7B. 2.1 Training data construction. Overview. The IN2 training aims to explicitly teach the model that any position in a long context can contain crucial information. To achieve this goal, we construct a long context question answer training dataset D equals, LI, QI, AI. Where the answer AI to the question QI requires the information contained in some short segments that are randomly placed in the whole long context LI. Figure 2 illustrates an overview of the data construction process. Specifically, the training data D is constructed based on a general natural language corpus C. Given a raw text CI element of C, we first generate a question-answer pair, QI, AI, using a powerful LLM, then synthesize a long-context LI that includes the necessary information from CI and other randomly sampled texts from C. We generate two types of question-answer pairs that require, 1, the awareness of fine-grained information in the long context, and, 2, the integration and reasoning of information appearing at different positions in the long context. We take the real news-like subset from the C4 corpus, Raffel et al., 2020, AC, and take GPT-4 Turbo, OpenAI, 2023 B, as the LLM to generate QA pairs. Fine-grained information awareness. We consider a 128-token segment as the minimum information unit of the context 3. Given a raw text CI, we first randomly extract a 128-token segment SI from it, then generate the QI, AI and LI accordingly. Where QI, AI, is sampled by prompting the powerful LLM with the segment SI and the instruction IF, circled plus, represents the concatenation of the contained segments, and RJ, are randomly sampled from 128-token segments in C. Note that IF instructs the LLM to make the question-answer pair highly specific to the information provided in SI. Integration and reasoning of information. Beyond utilizing each single segment, we consider to generate question-answer pairs for information contained in two or more segments. Following the setting of the minimum information unit above, we split a full text CI into a set of 128-token segments, SI, then generate the QI, AI and LI accordingly, QI, AI, tilde operator prompting, SI, IR, LLM, LI equals circled plus, shuffle, SI, RJ, 2, where IR instructs the LLM to generate a multi-hop question-answer pair that requires the information within at least two segments in SI. All segments in SI and RJ are jointly shuffled, so the required segments may appear far apart in the context. Context length balance and data mixture. To prevent length bias during IN2 training, we ensure the length of the long context LI is evenly distributed from 4K to 32K tokens. Such a length balance strategy can be implemented with reject sampling on RJ, according to equation 1 and 2. To alleviate catastrophic forgetting on short context capabilities, we retain tilde operator 10% question-answer pairs with the original text CI instead of converting them into a longer context, and add some general instruction tuning data from the Open Orca, Lien et al., 2023, dataset. Overall, our dataset for IN2 training contains 1.1M long context data for the fine-grained information awareness, tilde operator 63%, 300K long context data for the integration and reasoning of information, tilde operator 17%, 150K short context question answer data, tilde operator 9%, and 200K general instruction tuning data, tilde operator 11%. Appendix D contains the handcraft instructions for data generation. Appendix B illustrates some examples of our constructed long context QA data. Appendix A describes the filtering strategy to avoid data contamination for evaluation. 2.2. Training details. Using the training data constructed above, we further fine-tune the Mistral 7B Instruct V0.24, Zhang et al., 2023, to get our FIL-M7B, FIL-L in the middle. We perform IN2 training in the instruction tuning paradigm. The long contexts and questions are used as instructions, and the loss on the answer parts are used to update the model. Appendix D contains the system template used for formatting the training data. For hyperparameters, we set the global batch size as 128 and conduct one epic training with tilde operator 14K training steps. We use the cosine learning rate decay with a 1E6 maximum. 4. Learning rate and 3% warm-up steps. The training process is conducted on 16 nodes of 8x80GA100GPUs with the full sharding strategy and CPU offload strategy implemented by PyTorch FSDP, Zhao et al., 2023. The entire training process consumes tilde operator 300 GPU days. 3. Long context probing. In this section, we first show the preliminary evaluation of FIL-M7B on the needle in the haystack and discuss about the inadequacies of this probing task. subsequently, to comprehensively evaluate the long context information awareness of FLM-7B, we introduce VA-RIAS long context, VAL, probing. This includes three tasks that cover various context styles, document, code, and structured data context, and information retrieval patterns, forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. The needle in the haystack 5 task is widely used to assess how robustly a model utilizes information positioned in the long context. It reveals that even some powerful proprietary LLMs, such as GPT-4 and Claude 2.1, Anthropic, 2023, struggle to fully exploit the information within the long context. We use the needle in the haystack task to preliminarily evaluate the long context capability of FLM-7B. Appendix C demonstrates that FLM-7B has achieved near-perfect performance on this task. This result is not surprising as recent open-source LLMs, such as LongAlign, Bai et al., 2024, and InternLM2, Kai et al., 2024, have also shown near-perfect performance on this task. However, we argue that the near-perfect performance on needle in the haystack may overestimate the long-context capabilities of LLMs, based on the following two considerations. Needle in the haystack employs a document-style context, which LLMs could be quite familiar with due to the pre-training on natural language corpora. The forward retrieval pattern in needle in the haystack may simplify the difficulty of information seeking in the long context. The forward retrieval means that the information being retrieved directly follows the retrieval keyword in a long context. For example, the default question used in needle in the haystack is, "What is the best thing to do in San Francisco?" And the answer is contained in, "The best thing to do in San Francisco is eat a sandwich and sit in Dolores Park on a sunny day." The retrieved information, "eat a sandwich and," just follows the retrieval keywords, "best thing to do in San Francisco." According to the mechanism of induction head, Olson et al., 2022, such a following-up copying is an easily learned pattern for LLMs, thus less challenging for evaluating long context utilization. Given these considerations, we suggest that performances on needle in the haystack may not adequately reflect the long context capabilities of LLMs. Therefore, we propose VAL probing for a more comprehensive evaluation involving various context styles and retrieval patterns. 3.2. VAL probing. Our retrieval-based VAL probing considers three context styles, document, code, and structured data context, and three retrieval patterns, forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. Each context in versus AL probing contains tilde operator 32k tokens, and each task contains tilde operator 3k examples. Figure 3 briefly illustrates the context and retrieval instructions in versus AL probing. Four experiments and analysis. We assess the long context capability of FLM-7B on both probing tasks and real-world long context tasks. Moreover, we investigate if the performance in short context scenarios is affected. 4.1. Experimental setup. Models. We mainly compare FLM-7B with long context open source models that have been trained with as greater than or equal to 32k context windows, including the Mistral, Zhang et al., 2023, LongChat, Li et al., 2023a, ChatGLM, Du et al., 2022, LongAlign, Bai et al., 2024, LongWanWan, LV et al., 2024, Yi, AI et al., 2024, and InternLM2, Kai et al., 2024. We utilize the instruct chat versions of these models as most of our evaluation tasks are under the zero-shot instruction following paradigm. We also draw comparisons with popular proprietary LLMs such as GPT 3.5 Turbo, OpenAI, 2023a, and GPT 4 Turbo, OpenAI, 2023b. All models and tasks employ greedy decoding. For probing tasks, we primarily compare FLM-7B with LongAlign and InternLM2 series, as these models have shown near-perfect performances on needle in the haystack. Real-world long-context tasks. We take 9 tasks from the long bench, Bai et al., 2023, collection to evaluate the long context capability on real-world scenarios. These tasks encompass long document question answering, narrative QA, Kosis / Y et al., 2018, Casper, DeCG et al., 2021, and multi-field QA, multi-FQA, Bai et al., 2023, multi-document multi-hop reasoning, Hotpot QA, Yang et al., 2018, 2-Wiki Multihop QA, 2-Wiki MQA, Ho et al., 2020, and Muzik, Trivedi et al., 2022, and Long Context Summarization, GovReport, Huang et al., 2021, QM Sum, Zhang et al., 2021, and Multinews, Fabry et al., 2019. We employ the middle truncation strategy in long bench to limit the input within 32K tokens. We report Rouge L, Lin, 2004, for summarization tasks and F1 scores for other tasks. The evaluation metrics are computed using the official evaluation scripts 9.4.2. Main results. FILM7B significantly mitigates the lost in the middle problem. Figure 4A presents the probing results for both FILM7B and the backbone model, Mistral 7B and Struct V0.2. In all three probing tasks within versus out probing, the vanilla Mistral model experiences substantial information loss at the middle positions in the long contexts. In contrast, our FILM7B model consistently exhibits robust performance across different positions within the whole context. This stark comparison illustrates that the lost in the middle problem can be effectively addressed using our IN2 training. FILM7B achieves performance comparable to, or even outperforming, that of GPT-4 Turbo. Figure 1 illustrates the comparison between FILM7B and GPT-4 Turbo on our probing tasks. Beyond a qualitative comparison between the performance curves of two models, we quantify the long context performances on VAL probing using two metrics. Average score, AVG. We compute the average performances across the entire context length, reflecting the overall long context utilization. Min-max gap, GAP. We calculate the differences between the maximum and minimum performances in Figure 3. A smaller performance gap signifies greater robustness across different positions. Table 1 presents the quantified performances on VAL probing. It reveals that FILM7B has comparable performance with GPT-4 Turbo on the database probing task, and exhibits better robustness in document and code probing tasks. These results indicate a great potential for the development of open-source long-context models to close the gap with proprietary models. VAL probing presents a more challenging test suite for long-context models. Figure 4B and 4C show the probing results of long-align and intern LM2, two state-of-the-art long-context models. Despite their extended training context windows, these models still encounter the lost-in-the-middle problem. This is particularly noteworthy given their near-perfect performance on the needle in the haystack task. This comparison suggests that VAL probing provides a more challenging evaluation for long-context models. These comparisons highlight that both context styles and retrieval patterns significantly contribute to the hardness of the probing tasks. Training on synthesized long-context data effectively generalizes to real-world scenarios. Table 2 contains the results on various real-world long-context tasks. It shows that FILM7B also significantly improves the performance of the backbone model in real-world long-context scenarios. Moreover, it also achieves SOTA-level performances on these tasks among Tilde Operator 7B size open-source models. Notably, the long contexts used in IN2 training are all synthesized from short segments. These improvements suggest that the long context capabilities learned from the synthesized data can be successfully applied to real-world tasks. FILM7B maintains the performance on short context tasks. Figure 5 illustrates the performances of FILM7B and the vanilla backbone model on short context tasks. It reveals that the overall performances on short context tasks are almost comparable with minor variances. These results confirm that FILM7B does not compromise the short context capabilities of the backbone model. 4.3 Training Strategy Analysis. Experimental results in Section 4. 2 demonstrate the feasibility of IN2 training. We aim to explore further into enhancing the effectiveness and efficiency of IN2 training, particularly from the perspective of training strategies. We are specifically interested in investigating the impact of the following two training strategies: applying the sliding window and adjusting the position encoding. Considering the high cost of training, the following experiments use 20% of all training examples. Models using sliding windows cannot effectively capture the long-distance information. Our experiments involving Mistral models, as shown in Figure 4A, reveal that the performance of Mistral 7B in Struct V0.1 is awful when the information is positioned at a long distance. It's worth noting that Mistral 7B in Struct V0.1 employs the sliding window strategy while Mistral 7B in Struct V0.2 does not. Consequently, we are interested in determining whether our IN2 training can still alleviate the lost in the middle problem under the sliding window strategy. We conduct the following two experiments with a 4K sliding window during training. Apply the sliding window in both pre-training and IN2 training. We take the Mistral 7B Instruct VO.1 as the backbone model and conduct IN2 training with the same window size, 4K. Apply the sliding window only during the IN2 training. We take the Mistral 7B Instruct VO.2 as the backbone model and additionally apply a 4K sliding window during IN2 training.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.